Yes, I know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, what a wonderful day we have to shine, as the announcer just made. My name is Ron Clayton. For all of you who are listening in, either directly on the blog radio platform or anywhere around the world that we broadcast, I believe the list is up to 90 different platforms, that we go to 93 countries, guys, and we're so excited that you might be joining us today. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the president of the whole board of the Hope Collection, a 10-year-old operation 501c3 nonprofit that is dedicated to helping and serving. Our motto is helping others by helping them help others. The founder, Joel Griffin, my friend, mentor, and business partner of 40 years, passed on this legacy and vision that we can continue to build and help people. And today we have different day shows, by the way, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time. We broadcast and we are open and we have different topics or themes on given days. Today is Travel Tuesday. And we happen to realize that the idea of travel, when you think about it, let's say you're just making a travel this weekend, you're choosing to go see a friend, or you're going to join some friends at church, or Saturday you're going to go out and play golf. You're going to envision seeing something. You're going to envision planning. Your mind goes into an action, a creative state. And, you know, God wanted us to do that. He said a man without vision is dead. You know, when you think about it, when you're just operating on the computer in your brain and just operating on day-to-day to do the things you got to do, you know, whether it's a job or the work in the job. You lose sight of creativity. You've learned in motion and action, you're doing it. The minute you choose by intentionally deciding, I'm going to do something, I'm going to be something, accomplish something, your creative juices you've been born with, you've been blessed with, all go into action. And it can make a life incredible, or it can make a life that's terrible. That's a choice. Every day we can get up and decide to listen to the little guy in the left shoulder or the big guy in the right. I like to talk to the guy in the right myself. The other guy's always trying to stop us, tear us down, or give us confusion. But when you have a mission, a cause, a life that you're working involved in, you're touching lives. And that's what God wants us to do. They have the privilege today to bring on to the show, this Tuesday show, honoring the idea of travel and life. We just want you to know that when you have people that you can come into your life and make a difference, demonstrate because they walk a walk. They've already proven in their background and their experiences that they're willing to step out and serve. They're servant leaders. Well, this gentleman came into my life years ago, and I was introduced to him by a third party. Has this ever happened? Somebody introduced you to somebody, and then years later, they become such an influence in your life, and they become best friends. They become people that you want to spend time with. You want to go places. And guess what? We're doing that. And we're doing that because we're in the travel business. Rick Reese, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. Just enjoying listening to you.
Man, huh? Ready for a trip.
I wound up today.
Down here in Charleston, huh?
Yeah. Hey, guess what? The cover article for this month's Travel Leisure magazine, guess what it's on?
What's that?
It's on your city.
Charleston?
The feature. Yeah, the features and the hotels and all the
is that
beautiful
right?
pictures. Yes. I don't know if we subscribe to it. It's free. And I got it when I was on the show. I was listening yesterday and looking through the pages. And it was just exciting to see that. And, of course, that's a place that Lynn and I haven't been to yet. So now we got that on the map. Got to get there.
Charleston is a beautiful city. And what I love is when you see the Spanish moss on the trees, on the oak trees, and then, you know, you see the Spanish moss coming down. And it's like, wow, it's just so beautiful.
That seems to be like a feature, a statement. You know, like we say Buffalo people think of Niagara Falls. Well, here they think of the Charleston, you think of the moss. Boy, that's cool.
You think of the Spanish moss. And just beautiful, beautiful scenery, and the grass is so green. And so coming from Colorado, you know, which is pretty desert. Like, you know, to come here and it's just luscious grass, and the grass grows on its own. You don't have to have a sprinkling system, you know, or sprinkler system. The grass actually just grows, and it rains, and it's subtropical. Even today, it's beautiful. It's nice and sunny out there and blue skies. We had the air show here this past weekend at the Air Force Base, Charleston Air Force Base.
Oh.
And you talk about a beautiful time, but it was hot. It was sweltering hot. And it was about 87 degrees. And, we brought our umbrellas. We were hydrated. Huh?
I would have loved to have been there. I love air shows.
Oh, man. They featured the Thunderbirds, and they never disappoint. And boy. And the static displays of the aircraft. What was interesting about the static displays, they were actually flying the aircraft. And so, you know, they rolled them in and they screeched in and screeched out. But you could walk up to them and actually see the plane and see the pilots and talk to the pilots. And it was that's the first air show I've been to, man, since my kids were real young. And I found out about it on one of our calls, and our Thursday call, and Glenn had mentioned, because we live on the base, and we, being in the military, a retired military, you can get military hops anywhere, and they fly all over the world, but they fly from Charleston, they have a flight from Charleston to Seattle, where Glenn and Chantel are, and so on our last call, we were just kind of just talking about, you know, going out to Seattle. And then Glenn said, hey, you know, they actually have flights from Charleston to the Air Force Base, the Joint Base here in Seattle. Excuse me. And I said, oh. And then after the call, I said, well, let me look and see if I can find when the next flight is or when the flights are. And so when I looked at the passenger terminal website that lists all the different flights around the world, it said there are no flights over the next 72 hours because of an air show. And I said, an air show? I'm like,
cool.
Is there an air show? And I said, okay, there's an air show. Let me look and see. And so I do a Google and find out there's an air show, Charleston Air Force Base, Charleston Air Show, and Saturday and Sunday. And so I go to the website. And it says, yep, air show, $60 a person. And we're like, man, do we want to pay $60 to go to it, though? And so a little bit further, kind of researching. Turns out that Friday, you know, the air show for the public was on Saturday and Sunday. The air show for family and friends on Friday was free. And so we said, wow. And so we went Friday. And they did the whole air show on Friday for the family and friends, military family and friends, where, you know, he had to get the special pass for the public on Saturday and Sunday. But, of course, our military ID got us on base on Friday. And so we went to the show on Friday. And what's interesting about that, you don't know nothing. That's the relationships are so important to get information, to go to the next stage of your whatever in life, development in life. Wherever you're trying to get to, you get there through relationships. And the quality of the relationships that you establish, you know, not just sitting around and just, you know, chewing the fat every day over nothing that means nothing, but quality relationships, listening to the information that we share on this show. You know, we're all moving forward. We're all paying it forward. The Hope Collection, helping others by helping them help others. Everything is moving forward. You know, that's one of the things that's so cool about this show and what we're doing in general and the relationships that we have formed. It's all forward motion. It's all forward motion. Ryan, you called me today to tell me about some blessings. You know, your 7-day vacation stay in St. Augustine.
All kinds of benefits coming.
Tell us about your 7-day vacation that you're planning for St. Augustine, Florida.
Well, one of the benefits of having a travel business through Surge 365, which we can both talk about, because we are owners of an independent travel agency. We have our own name on it. We're sponsored. We got what's called host company. And so we operate as certified and classified and all the other aspects of being a travel agent. And one of the benefits of doing that, you know, when you own a business, most times you go and you open the doors and you hire people and you spend all kinds of money and all kinds of overhead and it owns you. And so what has been studied and found out by the American Heart Association is that people who take vacations, 7-day vacations, live longer, have less heart attacks and strokes, live better life. So they force us some people, we laugh about it, we joke about it, but they force us to take a 7-day stay. So every year on the anniversary of 12 months of being in business and operating, see, owning and operating and being a business in this case means you are active. You have a booking agency in your name that anybody in the world can go and book travel, hotels, cruises, car rentals, extra services, and everything that having to do, anything to do with travel. And when you operate that, and there's a small cost, a feeble cost to have that, but you're in the world. You're actually alive in the world, the internet world, and you're recognized. So the company says, look, we're going to make you take the time off. Because we want you to be healthy. We care about your family, your health, your life. So they give us a 7-day stay. It's a reward. They hire a company that does reward programs. And so they give us this booklet. It's beautiful. I have it right here in front of me. And what they do is you get to choose from 3,000 or so different locations around the world where you want to stay. For 7 days, up to 7 days. And you can use it, you can convince it, say at a higher, the different level of values of hotels. You know that there's good hotels, great hotels, and better hotels. And if you want to use a better, and stay, then, you know, it may cost a little more. So you can condense your 7 days and be able to use it maybe in 4 and stay at a, you know, upgrade. So you have those options. But the program, every year you get one. And so Lynn and I have been here for a little bit, so we're stacking them up. And we used one the first time and when we were in Disney, and we stayed at a resort. We were in a resort, we stayed at Disney, and then we left there and we went to another resort, our 7-day stay in Disney outside the gate. And we spent a few more days, and it was a great resort. They had breakfast every morning, and they had a reception for us at the end of the day, and it was a beautiful hotel. It was an Embassy Suite resort. We had to pay $14 for parking. Big deal. So anyways, we've now used that. Now we have another one coming up, and we can use it. And again, we got 4. So our next one, we've activated it. And we're going to use it to go to St. Augustine, and we'll use it, and we're going to stay there. I've got, well, our air flyer is for Tuesday to Saturday, so we got 5 days in there. And so we're just going to take advantage and use and wake up. We got choices because I offer several, and we can stay in St. Augustine or Jacksonville or Daytona. I mean, they're all within 45 minutes of each other. And we could say and choose whatever we want.
Nice.
All paid for one of our resorts. And so then we got a deal from Southwest has got a sale on and got a program and an incentive. So we just took advantage of that, lock it down, zillion more points to collect like we do in our travel. It's like blessings and blessings and blessings. And we like to welcome people into our world. Everyone hearing, listening today, this is an invitation to join the world where we're creating opportunities for others in life. Some people, maybe this is way past where they're at right now. They got challenges. Could be job challenges. It could be health challenges. It could be they have family issues. I know for a fact, travel can make and change lives. My sister, Brunella, and I have permission to share this story. They, through for 30 years of marriage, things were not so good. And they kept, as we got in the travel business and we were going on cruises and going places, and it's all Rick Reese's fault because before I did that, then we travel. I did. Got in the car and drove to Niagara Falls, where I've been going to for 50 years of my life, 60 years of my life, and going up there. I know it pretty good. I love it, but I've been doing it for 50 years. You know, it got a little stale. So I met Rick Reese. The next thing I know, we're able to go to the dream of going on the Viking River cruise in Europe. Went for Amsterdam. Even got to go through the Heineken beer plant. By the way, they make 00, zero alcohol, 00 Heineken beer. Tastes great. I like it on a hot day, a nice cold, zero, no alcohol beer. Anyway, so we got to go to the Heineken plant. And then we saw Anne Frank House and the historical the significance of what she did, what's going on in the world today. You realize what happened in the 40s when Hitler and the demonic issue of killing people and the whole society, group of people, God blessed. And there are people in this world that want to take them out. Well, I'm not getting political, but understand, folks, we got to stand for what's right. And so we have the opportunity to stand for what's right again. And if you help people get in a stable place in life financially and time, well, guess what? You're making the world a better place. That's what we do, Rick. And you open that door for Lynn and I. So now we get these travel trips to go, and we're going to take advantage of them. You know, a couple other things that have just happened in the last couple months, you made a decision. You intentionally decided to leave Colorado, which you loved. You loved shoveling snow on some days, and then the next day it was gone. But, you know, you loved being there. You loved going to the spas. And things. But you had a chance to go to Charleston, beautiful historic city, you know, in the United States, in the history. And it's historical, and the beauty of it. By the way, it's featured in Travel and Leisure magazine. It's a great magazine. They have pictures. And you see how beautiful that city is and all the places. I can't wait to get there. We'll get there. That's the next. Yes. That's on the list next. Well, anyways, you left there and you came to, and you were pretty settled in Colorado. But your family and children are all moving all over the place, different things. God needs you somewhere else. So it takes you to the West Coast. I'm sorry, the East Coast. And so now in the same time zone, so I don't have to get you out of bed in the morning.
Praise the Lord.
Because I'm 2 hours ahead of you in Colorado. Well, now what happens is people come into your life, and you get reconnected, you get connected. People like we come into our lives and never know, and all of a sudden they influence our lives. And you've done that to a way that's creating opportunities for other people. You're reviving. Some people have challenges, and you turn around. You went to Colorado Springs from Colorado to Charleston to help solve these problems over there that they needed you. God said, Rick, get over here. We need you at the air show this weekend to see those planes. that you were part of the history of our military Air Force, what you did, and now you could reflect on that. And then there's these business program opportunities. Because of what you did, and you decided, okay, I'll go. Yeah, we need to change scenery. You better talk. So you went, and now you and Brenda are having a whole new life. You're getting all that new, getting all that ocean seafood food that you couldn't have in Colorado. I don't even know if they have a lake in Colorado, but at least you're on the ocean now. And so the greatness is you're getting all this new food, like you're getting all this drifted butter crab. Oh, boy, I'm hungry. Well, what happened because you went, you introduced the Hope Collection to an organization, to a group of people, and make connections. And now the Hope Collection, not only do we offer all the eight principles and pillars we operate on, services and help with, we now are going to be able to add a whole new level of professional, certified, highly qualified, heralded organization of counseling and helping people with their finances. And they're upside down and they have credit issues and they want to get things straightened out in their life. They want to move on. And guess what? We now have a 501c3 official company called Cambridge Financial, and what they do is they provide at no charge the people to help get themselves, instead of being upside down, be upside right and get their life going on. And the power of that, I've seen it, I've experienced it personally, not from Cambridge but a sister company. And Cambridge is far better than the one we used, but we had a couple who were 35-40 grand in debt, credit card, no. That wasn't backed up with anything. It was a debt, and they were going nowhere. And their house was falling apart, and they didn't know what to do. And someone told them, we were at church banquet, and they said, "Hey, you ought to talk with Linda Ron. They might be able to help you." Well, we got together, got a friendship, but in the process, we helped them go from where that house was going to be condemned. The insurance company, it was in bad condition and needed to be fixed, and their health didn't allow them to do it. So we got them on a program with consumer credit counseling like Cambridge, and they got that all straightened out. They got in a position where they were able to sell the house to a neighbor who wanted the property, and they were able to walk out of the house, put the key in the door, close the door behind them, and walk into a brand-new condominium. They needed a one-floor condominium because they're both they can't climb stairs. So we got a first-floor laundry room, and that's the kitchen, and two bedrooms with two bathrooms. When I lined up the real estate agent to help them find this house, they wanted, they gave a specific list of what they wanted. And we gave it to the realtor. She called me and says, "Ron, there's no such thing. I've been in this business 40 years. There is no such thing what they want to have. I'll do my best." 3 days later, she says, "Ron, get Gary and Linda and take them over to that apartment. Meet me there at Chestnut Ridge, and we'll be there." And guess what? On October, 9 years ago, October 31st, Halloween, they moved into a brand new, and they left the key in the door to the old apartment, the old house.
Wow.
And they walked away, and they walked in, brand new furniture, brand new everything, beds, new mattresses, everything. They had a living room set, they had everything brand new, and they walked into that home. And they've been living a wonderful life because we were privileged to be able to provide information to change their life, and we can do it again. And now,
you know what's
the
nice?
Hope Collection is going to be delivering that. Go ahead, Rick.
The Hope Collection will be delivering that and offering it as a service to people in all different areas, all different groups, church groups, nonprofits, for-profit, friends, family, strangers. We'll have a landing page. We have a landing page and a toll-free number that people can call. And Cambridge is they're a nonprofit organization, and which is pretty cool. And it's free credit counseling. And there's a lot of people in this economy, you know, that are experiencing different things, and they'll be able to use those services. And so it's offered by the Hope Collection. And what's beautiful is Cambridge branded the landing page to the Hope Collection, that we're working with them. And I think that's a great, you know, relationship. I was listening to you talk. Everything is about relationships. And everything that you were saying, whether it be your your sister and her husband, who you introduced to cruising. Now when you cruise with them and you guys are in the way, they want to be left alone, love birds.
They don't want to go on the same cruise as us, yeah. Once. They did want us once, and then after that, they want their own.
You know. They've graduated in their cruising.
Yes.
And, they're experienced cruisers. You know, and people won't cruise until they know someone that knows, because it's an unknown experience. You know, you're not familiar with, you know, all the ins and the outs, just like you helped the recent couple here that you sent on a cruise, and you helped them, you know, download their luggage tags and all the things that you just shared with them to make them comfortable, and you launched them. Now they're experienced in cruising, and you guys are launching people into, you know, into travel. And these, they're not even in the business.
No, they're just friends that we wanted. And they want. What happened was, like, there is a story to go with that too. They wanted us to go with them on an Alaska cruise, and then Rick unfortunately hit skin cancer, and went into his brain, and he had like a stroke. So his health is not good, and they really were so disappointed because they weren't sure if they could do the cruise or not. So they live in Tampa today because they had a condo, so they moved out of Buffalo to be there so they get out of the snow, and they're in Tampa. Well, it happens that Carnival Cruise has a ship. They have a port right there in Tampa down the road from the house, and they needed a scootabout toy lined up so they could have a scootabout while they're there. And here's the thing. They went and they had the experiment. They realized that Greg in the wheelchair could operate it, but Lim, Sharon, was worn out from pushing them all everywhere. So they just got back. I'm going to share something else. In the month of March, like week before, week after, Lim and I end up having four different cruise ships in the Carnival line with people on cruises. Four different ships. I don't know. That's unique to me. I never dreamed in my life I'd be. And you know, the same 1 month they have that many people on different cruises from the same cruise line. I think it's kind of, I don't know if it's a record, but I'm excited. We're just a one man, Linda and I, with a little operation here. Yeah, we're making an impact in people's lives. And that's what I love about what it is we do. Going to the next step, what you just said, we get notices. Linda's not here with me today on the call because she's on her phone and computer. She's in a webinar training and learning how to be a better, being able to serve our customers better. So she's in a special webinar right now. And I just think that's cool. Well, she helps and we work together and do different things that make this all work better. And, you know, we're earning money and we're going places and it's great. Well, I put down, we were doing some reminiscing because in the last couple of weeks we've been prepping for our 50th wedding anniversary and we're going to gather. We gave our friends who have honored us and blessed us in so many ways, we held a party for them and thanked them for helping make our life so rich. So we planned a party and put the food together and invited them all over Saturday and they all came. But in the meantime, we talked about our trip. We laugh about it because when I met Linda, she was going to go to England with a bunch of girlfriends. And, of course, I came along and I said, don't go with them. Marry me and we'll go together. You'll never see them again.
Nice.
Now, that was what you call a line. Rick, I worked at a bar. I was a bartender and a bouncer. I worked in the other part-time gas station and pumped gas. I was driving a 1967 Rambler, the ugliest little car, and it was 6-cylinder, and I used to have a race car. So I wasn't feeling real good about myself, but I met her. Well, that changed my world. They talk about motivation. Find the one you love for life. It makes a difference. Well, anyways, we planned on going, she was going to go to England. Well, we did. And we had an experience. We went on a tour, and then we went and got a car. I drove off the front of the road in Main Street and down Oxford, England, and drove up to went to Scarborough. Remember Scarborough Fair? Simon Garfunkel, the song. We were there. We drove up. And we were going to go to Edinburgh, Scotland, but we ran out of time. We loved York so much. Well, we were just talking recently that maybe we'd go back. So I got an email from a company called Colette Tours. It's one of the oldest, biggest, first-class operation tour company around the world. They're everywhere. And I responded to them. They'd offered, we got these tours here, and here. There's one for England, Ireland. That's just for the heck of it. I pushed the button and said, sure, send me some literature. Well, I got talking with the gal there, and now I have sitting in front of me in my hand. I've got a whole outline, an itinerary, whole things for a trip put together for one, or if Lynn and I want to do it, or if we got a group of people together, and we can get super discounts and all that stuff, whole package. Now, not only that, I got talking to her about the whole collection, and I mentioned about our helping family with special needs, neurological, help me with that again. There's a new name for special needs children and parents, people that have issues, post-war traumatic syndrome and all those things. And if Mary was on the phone, she'd jump right in and tell her. That's a term that we're all learning to use. And
neurodiversity
describes people. Neurodiversity, and it's what they do. People that are involved in having those issues gets their programs, and there's companies, and there's services, and there's all kinds of things available that can help support people. Well, you know, someone has a child that's autistic. They're not only qualified, they're living it. And they may not travel much because of the circumstances and things that are – so they need special situations to be able to deal with it. Well, we have our computer logistics expert, Mary Stanley, who's on the board of the whole collection. She's a counselor and a certified counselor in that, and coach, and she runs all our communications. And she's put together a program that's leaning towards helping this whole marketplace. You know, it's one of the largest marketplaces in the world of people, but they don't have at their disposal the help, the systems, the programs to travel. And since travel solves so many problems or open doors for so many people, Mary's going to pursue that. Well, when I was talking to Donna at Colette, and I'm telling her about how the Hope Collection has this program and Mary and that, he goes, well, you know what? I need to talk. We need to talk, Ron. I get your program. I'll get that mail to you, email. But we need to talk more about maybe Colette Tours can help and become involved and specialize in maybe we'll start being able to support this organization. Maybe we can partner with that. Now, Rick, if you had not gone to Charleston, we never got to this point to reach where we could do and what we're talking about.
Amazing.
See, there's a thread. Joel used to talk about the thread. The thread that goes through our life that connects us. We know it's where it comes from. For those who love the Lord, you know that's where it comes from. It's an answer to prayer. Sometimes we haven't even prayed it, and he still puts it in our lap anyways. So now I got this program, and that's got some benefits and programs. Then the next thing came up was about 4 years ago, we had a wonderful, the Hope Cruise for the foundation, and people who are our members or the board or people that support the Hope Collection or they want to be a part or be a part of the World of Hope. We had a cruise that we put together, and we got a special deal, a package, and we had a day, we had a week on the cruise ship on the Conquest, and we went down to Cozumel, Mexico, and had a great time. You were there, you and Brenda were there, and there were all kinds of great things that happened on that trip. We honored Captain Len Kane, the original Top Gun. We honored him for his service and everything. We got to meet. Here's what was unique. The group that was there, we were able to choose from the group in there, because we were limited, but we were able to have a special time on the bridge with the captain as the ship went down 21 knots down the Caribbean Sea. We were in the front deck of operating that ship, watching the crew steer the ship, and the captain came on, and Captain Louie and Len Kane, who was also a captain, Navy, they got talking, and they were blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, Captain Louie, who's in his whites, you know, Navy, when they're Navy, whether you're in private Navy or government, you know, the services, you're whites, you got a really sharp uniform and a hat. Captain Louie came down to our meeting Well, we're honoring Len Kane and Ann for their service and their membership with the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society. And Captain Louie, after saluting Len and talking about Len, he took his hat off and gave it to Len and presented it to him. I started
wow.
getting goosebumps. You know, that experience and then being on and being able to have a group of us go up to the bridge. They call it the bridge. And we watched the ship going down. We were right overlooking the front of the bow of the ship and watching that. And the guys, they're driving and steering the ship with a little spiny steering wheel on joysticks. It was incredible. I can remember that as clear as day like it happened yesterday.
I know.
All because,
that was so much fun.
Rick Reed, you stuck out your hand. You made a phone call. And you said, hey, Rod. This is Rick Reed.
Oh, that's
and then
funny.
Joel's on the phone, and he introduced us, put us together, and said, hey, you guys might get in trouble. He said we might get in trouble. Boy, was he right. Was soon enough, Rick.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I really felt special on that cruise ship and being able to go through all the different security checks. To get on the bridge of that cruise ship. How many passengers were on there? 4,000 or 25,000?
No, I guess it was 3,000.
That was the smallest ship.
Now the ship was 6,000.
Like 2,600 or something?
Yeah, 3,000, something in that range, yeah.
And so to be on that ship cruising, you know, down to Mexico and watching them steer that ship with the little joystick. But just to see how clean it was and how pristine it was and how we were just talking and going to different little stations and they were explaining, the crew was explaining how they do what they do. But being able to just look out at the ocean with the panoramic view, you know, from the bridge, you know, to see what the captain sees as they're just going down cruising. And then, of course, being able to go to the side because the side sticks out like, you know, like a hammerhead shark, you know, where you could actually go all the way to and look back and see the back of the ship. But just to be in that environment and just to be so comfortable and talking and laughing and it be so smooth that you don't realize not everybody gets to the bridge of that ship. Especially all the different security things we had to go through to get there, and the halls and there and up and down and you know to get on the bridge, but I really felt so special. Now, one thing that we talk about travel on Travel Tuesdays, but if you're listening to us, this is more than travel. This is relationships of positive people. Moving forward. And the most interesting thing about associating with, you know, positive people with a positive attitude and a pay it forward attitude, good things always happen. You know, you'll hear us talking on Tuesday and you'll hear just a little bit of what's going on, but this is our life. This is our life. And whether we're on the show or whether we're just living, it's one glory to the next glory, to the next glory, to the next glory. And the law of attraction is real. And when you start just getting positivity in your life and you surround yourself with people who are positive, you have a life change. A life change happens. And you'd be surprised the opportunities that you begin to see. Opportunities in many cases that was already there. You just couldn't see them because you had a different mindset. Then all of a sudden, you see them and you're like, hey! You know, when Ryan called me today with at least 3 or 4 blessings that just happened, I was like, wow. You know, but that's just today. This is our lifestyle. This is our expectation. You know, this is what we do. And so, Ron, I'm just impressed with you and Linda coming into the travel business first of all, of course, next thing I know, you're over cruising in Europe. But I'm even more impressed with how you guys just naturally do hospitality and tourism. I mean, hospitality, I should say. You naturally do that. I mean, you have events, you have cookie baking, you have Valentine's. You know, you guys are just, you do that naturally. Now you have a travel business where that just expands what you already naturally do. And so the way you guys have taken on the career opportunity in travel amazes me. You know, you guys immediately said, hey, this is a great tool that I can use to get to my next level. And like Linda's taking some training now. The training is free and it's online, you know, in the travel industry. If you want to become a specialist, you want to become a wedding destination specialist, a Marriott specialist. Ron, you mentioned Scootaround. Scootaround was a company that that I saw. I became certified and said, hey, Ron, usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Ron, this is a good company that that you can become a Blue Star advisor, take their online training, and become certified and scoot around and have access to, if you've got clients that need special needs equipment, if they need a wheelchair, if they need oxygen, if they need da-da-da-da, you know, a walker, you know, they need a little motor scooter, that it can be delivered to the destination, whether it be a hotel or whether it be a cruise port, and you get paid a commission on that. And so now you're certified. One of the things that we was talking about for organizations, you know, that have conventions, you know, that go to different venues and all the people come in, and let's say there's an online registration for it. Well, that organization, that church, that ministry, that nonprofit business can be certified, join Surge and be certified with Scootaround. So when they have their little registration form, they can ask, in addition to all the other information, do you require any special needs equipment, like a motor scooter, a walker, you know, in coming to this convention, and where the person can check, and then they can arrange that with Scootaround, and they'll deliver it to the venue. It's amazing to me. And as a complete, in fact, we were talking to this one lady who does, she does therapy, kind of like what you do, Mary, stress therapy. And she has, on the weekends, she'll rent different hotels, and she has an online registration. And so we were telling her, you can add this, you know, information for special needs equipment, you know, to your online reservation. And as a company, you can get certified, and that's something you can post on your website, that you are Blue Advisor, you know, Blue Star certified with Scootaround, you know, for special needs travel. And then what you were saying, Ron, about Colette Vacations, which is a huge company, international. But I can guarantee you the information that Mary has on neurodiversity travel and being able to accommodate the neurodivergent folks, that that would use Colette Vacations. Mary is a consultant, you know, based on her background and raising her kids and how you wouldn't even know that they have autism the way, and, but she has the checklist that if you, you know, if you're traveling and you have someone who's neurodivergent, this is the checklist of things. If you are a vendor and you're looking to attract a crowd, neurodivergent, and here's what you need to know. You know, here's what you need to know. Here's how you need to prepare to receive them. Here are some of the things that you need to have on property. Here are some of the notifications of different organizations, you know, whether it be in the fire department, that you need to make sure you have on hand. There's a whole checklist, right? And this is a skill. So travel and the access that we have to the industry is a tool that you can customize to whatever your passion is. you may say, like Brenda and I, you know, when we first came on board and traveled, like, we don't want to tell anybody about anything. We want to travel wholesale, write it off, get paid to go. We did that for a year. You know, what is your passion? Ron and Linda, they're like hospitality, you know, king and queen. This is what they do. This is their thing. This is their passion. Now with travel and Surge 365, four people on a cruise in the month. Who does that, right? Four different ships.
On four different ships, you know.
Who does that?
Rick, can I tell you, all that was exciting, and we'd like to talk about, by the way, we made money. I forget to tell
and you. Got paid.
And in doing all that stuff, we did get paid. But I don't worry about that. We do it because we love it, and it already takes care of it. I don't feel like I'm ever working. We're just living, and we're living the dream. You hear people say that? We do. I have to tell you, one of the most rewarding things that has come out of the relationship when Joel introduced us, you and Brenda, to Lynn and I, and opened the door for us to be in this world, your world. At one point, I somehow moved into helping churches. My physical situation, I've had multiple surgeries. I got knee replacements. I got titanium rods in my body, my legs, my ankle. I had a stroke. There's all kinds of neat stuff that most people say, Ron, what are you doing all this stuff, going all over the place? Well, because God gave me a mission, and I'm on it for the rest of my life. Well, at one point, I got pretty good at helping groups, churches that want to send people that volunteer to be certain missionaries. And they go to, like, Guatemala. And, you know, a group get together, they get a hold, and there's a local missionary outreach in the country, like Guatemala, Guatemala City. And they decided, and a group of people volunteer, and they raise money, and they get pancake drives and all kinds of stuff, to spaghetti to raise money so people can go. And then they go down there and they help the people in a village, and they plant farms or build buildings and all that stuff. Well, one of the times, and it was early on when I first started doing this, the one church I met with, the pastor and the leader of the group, and they said, you know, it was like 4 months away. They were planning on going to Cuba. Now, Cuba is a communist country. They are not real friendly to work with. I'll tell you other stories, but right now it's a communist country. It's poor, dirt poor. And they didn't go as tourists. They went as missionaries to go down and help these people in the back country. Well, anyways, one of the things they were going to do is visit an orphanage. I'm a Gideon, and I had the opportunity to get Spanish. The language in Cuba is Spanish. So I got a hold of boxes of small, the little pocket-sized Bibles, New Testaments. And I got several cases, and there were people on this trip that were willing to take. And by the way, it's against the law to own. People saw, and I tell people this, they don't believe me. It's against the law to own a Bible in Cuba or Venezuela. That's a Catholic country. They don't allow a Bible. No, it's communism. Folks, so every time you think communism is a good thing, just remember this. They don't allow a Bible. If they don't allow a Bible, guess what doesn't happen either? The government's godless. Anyways, I don't get political, but they went to an orphanage. The director of the orphanage, a woman, in 25 years, she had never had a Bible in her hands. She cried. They opened the box up and gave out all they, you know, can you see all the kids running to get their own Bible? Can you get the picture of that happening in a little village with a bunch of kids? And the director opens up her Bible and cries because the first time in her life she's getting to see the word, the scripture. And for those who are like, oh, it's King James. Yeah, it's King James. Don't worry about it. There's people worry about stuff like that. Anyways, these kids, for the first time in their lives, they had their own personal Bible in a country that doesn't allow it. We planted the seeds of the Word of God in Cuba. To me, singularly, I'll talk about it the rest of my life. Singularly, the greatest thing that I've accomplished yet. I got more to do. But in what we do, and I helped other churches go and do things to get to different countries, but bend people in and out of Cuba where
that's
God's
huge.
Not even welcome. This is the single most important one yet. And I got new ones to do. And with the funding by travel program, I've got one of the gals who's one of her family is very involved. Her father's dad, one of the pastors. Her mother is a treasurer. And we're getting together this coming week to sit down and present. She's going to help me put together the program. We do a food bank at our church, the largest one in Buffalo, New York, is the Resurrection Life Church Food Bank. We serve 800 families and several, almost 100 different food banks or locations around the city of Buffalo. We deliver food to places where they're helping people right on the street. And we serve 800 families that come and pick up groceries to live their life every single week, twice a week. At Thanksgiving,
you know
we
what's
serve,
nice about
we
that?
We didn't just serve a turkey. We serve dinners, 1,200 people on Thanksgiving.
Wow. You know what's beautiful about that? And that's why, you know, we have the power to create. And it's a mindset. And with the power to create, so you have Surge 365, and you have the products of Surge. You have the travel agency, which is career opportunities in hospitality and tourism, you know, for people who are looking to expand their career set, their skill set, or maybe just want to work from home in the travel business. The training is free, and you have the membership for wholesale travel, and you can add up to 4 people on the membership, but there's also online shopping on the membership if you like shopping online, and you have the concierge that will help you plan whatever trip. I mean, if a person is going to, I've got someone going to Cannes, the film festival in France, and the concierge can help plan that trip. Flights, cars, hotels, and all of it. They do creative planning, the concierge, for free as part of the service with the membership. That's what they do. And then you have the Vortex, which a lot of people don't realize that it's like owning your own Expedia. Imagine this. Imagine you had access to Expedia. This is the Vortex. Imagine you have access to Expedia, and Expedia gave you a link that you could give out to the world, and somehow when people book through that link Expedia gave you, they would put a savings in there. People that book through that Expedia link of up to 60%, and Expedia would pay you 60% of whatever those savings were. Imagine if Expedia would do that. Now, the reality is they wouldn't. Why? Because they're keeping all the profit. Right? Yeah, they make some $98 billion in 2019. Who knows what it is today as more and more people are booking online. No one, Expedia and Priceline, own all the other booking engines out there. There is no way they're going to give you access to that profit. They're just looking for consumers who want to book. And the going rate, they book at the going rate. And they pay. And there's a commission in there that comes to Expedia and Priceline and their group. Expedia and Priceline own all the other booking engines out there. Yes, they own Hotels.com. They own Priceline. They own all of them globally. And they actually set the public rate. It's called rate parity. And everything in the public space has to honor that set rate. And here comes Surge 365 and the Vortex. And we have access at the same level as Expedia to all the vendors. All Expedia is like a broker to the consumer, to all the vendors. The Vortex gives them the boot as the broker and puts the Vortex in there to connect the consumers, not to the same vendors. But here's the difference. Surge comes in and says, with the Vortex, why don't we and Expedia, again, would never do this, the Vortex, Sirius 365, why don't we put a savings in there? Let the Vortex, when somebody books a hotel, let it go out and snapshot, look at the Expedia public price. It's a public price. And let the Vortex have an algorithm that takes that public price, and this is in the twinkling of an eye, and comes in up to 60% less than whatever that price is real time, whatever day, whatever hour, the snapshot, whatever that going price is, boom, it comes in applying the algorithm up to 60% less. So let's say that savings is $100 on that hotel booking. Real time again, let's let this algorithm pay the owner of the Vortex 60% of whatever is saved. So if that person gets this complimentary Vortex link and they book, they save $100, $60 is going to wherever we choose. Woo! Are you kidding me? $60, 60% of whatever the savings. If the savings is a dollar, 60 cents going to wherever we choose, whether it's an organization that owns the Vortex, whether it's a business where business employees can save the company money, whether it's a school, as we hit the summer school break and all these kids are traveling, all those student families, book through this Vortex link, save up to 60%, and 60% of whatever is saved automatically, corporately, comes back to the owner of the Vortex. Are you kidding me? Who does that? The Vortex has access to a profit that makes billions, Expedia and Priceline. There is no one in the world that will give you what's in the Vortex except for Surge 365. You will not find this in the world, except you will not even hear what I'm saying from anyone in the world. How do I know that? Because no one in the world will give you 60% of whatever is saved. They won't even give you the savings. That's all make-believe. You get the savings of 60%. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is access. And so that's why when Ron's talking about mission trips and he's talking about churches and he's talking about food programs, let's say a church has a food program, and they give out all to all their supporters, all the business folks to say, hey, we'll donate, we'll support you, all the folks picking up food, all the folks that support the church, all the members, here's a free link. Go ahead and save, knowing that you're supporting a cause. 60% of whatever you save now comes back into our church, expanding our efforts. So in Surge 365, there's a wealth transfer that's in full effect. And we've got tools that transfer that wealth. Over to you, Ron.
Well, you just made me think of something as you described that, Rick. You know, when there's all people, you know, churches are full of congregations, and they travel. Normally they don't tell anybody at church hall. You know, they say, well, either we're going to go sometime or we've already been. But they don't want anybody really to know that you know, because they're spending money. And sometimes they're sort of like, well, maybe I should have helped do something to help the food bank, or maybe I should have helped
that's
the mission
team.
But, so what we do is we allow people to live that full life, and because we're able to siphon off the money that the out there in the other, you don't see where the money went, we're able to capture it and restore it to God's work. We are marketplace
wow.
ministry. We are climbing the mountain of transferring wealth back to the mission that we live.
That's so good.
That's
Amen.
Why we're so proud to stand and share with everybody. Every week we talk about different aspects. I want to thank you again, Rick, for just, none of this would have been in our life at all. None of it.
Likewise.
So we
you
just
pull it out of me.
Keep going.
It's mutually beneficial.
Yep. Hey, Rick, Amen. I need a copy of the 501c3 certification to give to Carnival, because when we do this whole collection cruise, they will sponsor the cruise. We get special dispensation. We get special discounts, and we will be acknowledged by Carnival Cruise Corporation as one of their nonprofits that they support.
And I'll send it to you.
They recognize on every cruise, they do a special salute to servicemen and women on every cruise, on every ship, every day and every or every week that goes out. They are dedicated to help support our veterans and their families. And so they do that special seminar every cruise. And I that's why I love Carnival, why I'm loyal to them. So they can do that for us, but I need a copy to give that to the
people.
Okay, thanks. Well, if you can send that to me, I appreciate it.
All righty.
We'll talk
to you later,
sir. Everybody, have a blessed day. And make it a great day for somebody in your life, too. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And so does your dad. Thank you.
Bye, Rick.